Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
As you know, Catherine Connolly will officially be declared the country's 10th president at the inauguration ceremony in Dublin Castle later today. We're joined by Pat Leahy, political editor of the Irish Times. Pat, we were chatting in the last hour about what's actually going to happen today, but I suppose maybe of more interest to people is what's going to happen over the next 7 years and who knows, maybe even 14 years. What kind of president do you think Catherine Connolly will be?
Ooh, right. Well, I suppose we'll be looking for some signals of that today during her inauguration address. I mean, there'll be plenty of pomp and ceremony, as you referred to earlier on at Dublin Castle today. The one point at which Catherine Connolly will get to speak to not just the gathering in Dublin Castle, I suppose, but to the country at large, will be after she formally becomes president, after the 21-gun salute, and she's invited to give her address. So I think people will be watching that. I mean, it would be unusual if she was to go ahead and signal differences with the government at that sort of occasion. But I think people will be kind of parsing that speech, both the bits of it in Irish and the bits of it in English, to see what sort of a theme that she sets out for her presidency. And I think we should probably, for the best signals of that before she speaks, just go back and look at what she said during the campaign. And she repeatedly said that she understands that policy is not the job of the president, it's the job of the government. But she also said she will speak out when she thinks it is necessary. And one of the things that she repeatedly spoke about was about being a voice for peace. So I think, you know, I would be surprised if we don't see some signals about that today.
And I no doubt you have your finger on the pulse. I've been speaking to a lot of people around government. I've kind of picked up two distinct views. One says, I think it'll be fine. It'll, you know, she might be a little like Michael D. Higgins. She might go, you know, go beyond the boundaries at times, but she'll know how far she can go. There is another view, a less optimistic view, that says, yeah, she could actually emerge as a critic of the government and kind of go toe to toe with the government on certain issues, which would be tricky because, as we know, sitting governments don't like being critical of presidents because it's a battle they generally can't win.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yeah, I mean, there is a convention in the Oireachtas that nobody is critical of the president, that the affairs of the presidency are not discussed in the Oireachtas. Now, were the president to become an active participant in political debate, then it's hard to see how that could be maintained. And that would definitely be new. My guess is that, you know, Catherine Connolly will have her points of difference with the government. We know that she is opposed to very much of government policy, both foreign and domestic. But she also has repeatedly said that she understands the constraints of the office. My guess is that she will be more like latter-day Michael D than early-stage Michael D. I mean, I think in the last few years of Michael D. Higgins's presidency, particularly since COVID. He has thrown off the shackles a little bit and felt freer to criticize government policy and to articulate positions, particularly on foreign policy, neutrality and defense, which were clearly at odds with the government. He was less like that in the early part of his presidency. That precedent having been established, I'd be kind of surprised if she doesn't follow it a bit.
The triple lock legislation, I'm not sure quite sure when that's due to be passed, but it would seem to me to be a potential staging post in terms of her presidency. Like, what does she do when that? Because obviously she's opposed to the ending of the triple lock. Is it possible she would refer that to the Supreme Court? Is that going to be a tricky one for her? Do you think will her supporters expect her to do that?
Well, they might so do, but I've often found there's kind of a slight misconception about this. The president doesn't have a role on pronouncing whether legislation is constitutional or not.
Yeah.
That's the job of the Supreme Court. What the president can do is refer a piece of legislation, say in this example, the triple lock legislation, she could refer that to the Supreme Court to test its constitutionality. Now, not having seen the legislation yet, or not having seen the dull debates on it because they haven't happened yet, I wonder kind of on what grounds that she might refer that. The argument against referring legislation has always been, and one of the reasons why it's a power of the presidency that has been seldom used, is that once the Supreme Court decides on the constitutionality of the legislation under Article 26, then it is immune from any further challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
And the argument has always been that if you think legislation may be unconstitutional, you are probably better off waiting for a challenge to come up on more concrete grounds than simply a general perception that it is unconstitutional. In other words, that some specific legal problem is identified with it.
Just very lastly, Pat, and briefly, could I presume she's going to try and use the presidency to promote the Irish language. Could it act in that way? Could it be a real boon for the Irish language, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, she has said that she's going to seek, in as far as possible, to make Irish the working language of Áras an Uachtaráin. Now, what sort of implications that would have for people already working there, I don't know. I think the Irish language will certainly have a higher profile with her. We've seen that during her campaign. We saw it in her speech in the aftermath of the declaration of her election. But I thought it was interesting in that speech just after she was declared elected, where she talked about the importance of the Irish language. She also mentioned the importance of the English language. And I think she will be conscious of the dangers of Irish being used in an exclusionary sort of way. There are, after all, 20% of the population was born outside the country. So, I think we will see a greater prominence for the Irish language, but cautiously.
Okay. Patty, Politico, the Irish Times, thank you indeed for that. Ciara, what type of president do you think Catherine Connolly will be?
I have an open mind on Catherine Connolly. I think Catherine Connolly is a very impressive speaker. I think, you know, I think she won every presidential debate that we had in the campaign.
Really answering questions.
She did answer questions, but she controlled the question. Mm. And that's the skill of a very experienced speaker.
She avoided.
I've been thinking about it because at times I was critical myself of Michael D. Higgins and him kind of pushing the envelope on the presidency. I think that ship has sailed. I think the presidency is a little bit different now than it was. I don't overly mind Catherine Connolly being critical of government at times, and I suspect that what will change is that government will start to become critical of the presidency too, should that happen.
Ooh, can't win that battle.
Don't know
Carol
about that.
Carol O'Donoghue and all that. Governments won't do that.
I don't know. I don't know that I agree with you. But my only fear is that, and I wouldn't like to see happen, is diplomatic international incidences. If I recognise, who doesn't, the difficulties of dealing with the Trump administration, you know, that there are issues where we are at odds with other countries in maybe Europe, there are issues in the Middle East, there are all of that. But I do believe it is incumbent on the President of Ireland to steer us safely through choppy waters and to not cause, I suppose, division or us falling out with important allies.
I agree with you internationally. I slightly disagree with you domestically. I do think it matters. The job of the opposition is to hold the government together.
But not
the President.
I would say I have a very open mind. Catherine Connolly is an impressive woman. There's no two ways about it. And I think, watch this space. I suspect she will make the presidency her own.
Yeah, no, I've no doubt. I think Pat Leahy is probably right. I think it'll be more like latter-day Michael D. Higgins. But constitutions do matter. And I said that yesterday. Donald Trump showed us that. It's the one lesson we learned. So I hope the constitution is respected. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.